Lietuvos balsai – tai Lietuvoje parengtas Simon Ripal-Urie ir Akvilės Kabašinskaitės laidų ciklas. Laido sukurtas radijos stočiai DU, Lietuvos sezono Prancūzijoje 1924 metais proga. Lietuvos balsai – est un cycle d'émission réalisé en Lituanie par Simon Ripal-Urie en collaboration avec Akvilė Kabašinskaitė, pour DU, dans le cadre de la saison de la Lituanie en France 2024. Lietuvos balsai. Ketvirtas epizodas. Epizod 4. Agnietė Lisičkinaitė.
So we are in Vilnius, capital of Lithuania, in the city center, in the old town, in the performance art venue called Art Printing House. And we are on the third floor studio, the main actually dance studio in Vilnius. It used to be quite industrial building. So when they were renovating the whole venue, it was like 20 years ago, they decided to keep all those, how does it called? Yeah, pipes, but they just cover it in black to be more stylish. So we have the huge pipe going on the ceilings around the whole studio. We have a lot of windows here, and once I tried to count how many church we can see, and if I remember good, it was 12. Also, we see the signature of Lithuania's Gediminas Castle, and in general, we can have a glimpse of Vilnius old town. The studio is bright with the gray, whitish walls. We have a small covered mirror. And we have, of course, the special dance floor with a very, very expensive linoleum and the wooden part behind it. So the dancers wouldn't break their knees and bodies. It's really, I have been in many studios in many countries, and this one is one of my really loved ones because it's so bright during the summer, it's so green around. This is the only independent space for independent creators. So basically, most of my productions, most of the performances that I created, born here. So for 10 years already, I was working mainly in this studio. And now, together with my creative partner, Greta, we are residents in this building for 3 years. So we have like a good discount for the renting. Sometimes we come here just to lie on the ground and just to think. So the project called Hands Up, and I started in 2020 during the first lockdown. So I found out this meditation practice where you need to hold your hands to the sides as long as you can, and then you start to feel the physical pain, and then you concentrate your thoughts on the physical pain and everything else goes away. So somehow I got intrigued by the position, so I increased a little bit the position, and instead of holding hands to the sides, I hold my hands up. And then I started to do the research about this position, and I found out that it's actually very common, and it appears in many different contexts, like when you're being arrested, you raise your hands. When you are clubbing and standing in front of the DJ, you raise your hands. When you run the marathon and you cross the line, you raise your hands up. So, yeah, so I started my project. In the beginning, it was just a regular dance piece where I'm holding my hands and just dancing with it. But then in 2021, somehow the political stuff started to appear in Belarus. They have this huge protest. And I decided to perform this little piece of what I had, 10 minutes, in front of the embassy of Belarus, just as a sign of support for the fighters in Belarus. And I was arrested for inappropriate action in the public place. I got arrested, they locked me for, I don't know, 5 hours. And this is what got me really, that I have to go in the streets. So I made this piece, which is first part is a live protest, where I invite audience to protest with me. They have to choose the boards with whom they're gonna protest. And all the boards are put on the floor and they see only one side of the board. And that side, what they see is like a more democratic and more liberal, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, they see the sign of Palestine, the sign of Ukraine, and et cetera, and et cetera. But when they take the board on the other side of Ukraine, they see Russia. On the other side of Palestine, they see Israel. So I'm intrigued how people are aware of what they're caring and how they're saying their opinion out loud. And during that part, they're secretly filmed, and then we all enter the theater, and I do the dance part, the stage part, where they see their own video, them being the protesters. Actually, this Hands Up was my very first, like, stage performance, but me and my partner, we started just to go on the streets with some random ideas and do actions, I think, in 2016. Basically, it was to give a support for queer community in Lithuania because they had none. And in 2021, I think we did our, like, the most successful action, which was called The Kiss. So we, as two girls, we were dressed in the wedding dresses and we were kissing in front of the parliament, but not kissing, we were just holding our lips to each other for half an hour, not moving at all. And it was a symbol of not able to speak, and yeah, and kiss of two girls. And then we got a lot of reactions. We had a lot of television and a lot of people and a lot of hate. We had a police and we were doing nothing. We were just standing and kissing silently. And this reaction that went out was what intrigued us the most, that we have to continue that. So we created this, let's say, festival. It's called Artistic Action Week. And now every year we invite a lot of different artists to create artistic actions about different topics, queer rights, refugees, homeless people, wherever, name it. We have a lot of issues. And we ask them to do installation, long duration performance, whatever they choose. We're trying to really be aware that it's not an art piece that you have to build, you know, for 1 year. It's more that you come and you just say your opinion and you support that. So this year, all the actions was to support the Palestine.
So tour.
Yes.
Tikeri lekko bulatushki.
Visit the art printing house on Lithuania.
Chairi sikura. Les offices,
les bureaux, le centre d'information de la danse lituanienne, le bureau de la compagnie d'Agnietė et Greta, qui s'appelle Sans Compagnie.
Žodžiu, tai ir istorija yra tokia, kad kas tris metus atrenka naujus rezidentus ir jie vis rotuoja.
Il y a des nouveaux résidents tous les trois ans.
Šita studija yra pritaikyta labiau, nes negalima pasidaryti juodą erdvę.
Ici, on a le même studio qu'à l'autre étage, mais on peut y faire le noir, donc on peut y montrer des performances.
Čia yra mažoji, vadinama stiklinė salė, kuri irgi yra skirta repeticijom, bet joje kartais būna konferencijos arba dar ten kažkokie mini rodymai.
Ici, le studio dit de vert, studio de répétition, mais parfois il accueille des conférences ou des toutes petites formes. Ça, c'est la salle des machines de la salle principale, qu'on appelle la scène noire.
Tai čia yra, kažkada čia buvo pati inovatyviausia erdvė, nes visa žiūrovinė susistumė ir šitą erdvę.
À un moment, il y a longtemps, tous les sièges pouvaient être poussés, mais c'était il y a longtemps.
Taip, dabar atsirado ir kitų erdvių. Jo, ir čia telpa 205 žiūrovai.
Maintenant, on peut y faire tenir 205 personnes.
Ir tada yra dar viena sala, kuri vadinasi kišeninė salė.
Et voici la salle de poche. Et des spectacles pour enfants ou des solos. Une jauge de 60 personnes.
And this is the yard where millions of cigarettes been smoked. Yes. Aš jums atiduosiu raktą.
This is the they opened it like 2 years ago, this Turkish kebab place. But it's so good that now everyone who is rehearsing in art printing, we eat kebabs like 3 times a week because it's cheap, it's good. So we are in the main square of Vilnius. It's called Cathedral Square. It's a church and it's a, what is this building? It's Valdovų Rūmai, which is like fake palace. I call it fake because it used to be an original palace, but they rebuilt it from scratches, from nothing. There was nothing. And the government spent a lot of money to have this like as a, I don't know, picture. But it doesn't actually, for us, it doesn't mean anything. I never been inside and it's like no one is going there. It's for tourists, but I even didn't saw so many tourists.
But it was closed until 90s, I don't know, some military equipment, I think. So it was a big deal when we reopened it, because it was like one of the first signs of independence.
Yeah.
So it's symbolic in that way.
But in general, this square is used for protests, for actions, for concerts. So me, myself, I did few artistic actions here. During the lockdown, they supported everyone except culture in the beginning. So we did this cultural action, singing for culture. And every day, illegally, we are coming here and singing songs for culture. So I think we were singing songs for 3 months every day at 12. And it's very bright, because all the buildings around are white. And it's reflecting the sun.